Father, we just praise you for this day. We thank you for your goodness. I feel all the time we have, Lord, is extended time that you've given us to be ready at that day. And I pray that you talk to your hearts, your people, move upon their hearts as only you can, and let them realize by your power and anointing, it's serious business what we're talking about. It's worse than being serious about appendicitis, heart trouble, because this trouble is serious. It'll take you to a place that you can't afford because your selfishness in your life. Heaven, you can't afford it. The place you're going, you're going to go to a place that you wish you did not have anything to do with it. And Father, I pray that you'll make your people be a peculiar people, a zealous people, a holy people. They take life seriously as serving your wonderful love. We give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I believe that we're living in a day that's never been like it is today. I heard today that somebody was telling about there's terrorists out. All kinds of things are creeping out of the woodwork. As Daniel said, a day that's never been before. That's quite a day. And that's what's ahead of us. The Bible says also, he's going to have a people that do great mighty exploits. But those that don't know his spirit are going to be set aside and not do anything, even Christians. I believe they're going to actually shrivel up off of the vine. It's getting deeper in your love and your strength and their power. But it's going to be, the Christian is going to actually lose all the spirit respect and the spirit of God within them. And they'll do it within themselves. They'll be a proud people in this last days. They think they know the answer. Ever equipped. And they need no help because they have everything they need. And I believe that's what's standing in the world today. But God's people are going to be a holy people. A righteous people. A people reserve themselves for God the Father. God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. They might please their God. They might serve Him with all gladness. Serve Him with their heart. I say in this last days, troublesome times are coming. Days of struggling. A day of heartaches. A day of great abuse to others. A time when people are not serious what goes on. It's all just newspaper eyes. It's not going to their heart. What is even going on? But I say I'm looking for that special person. That one that wants to grow in my mighty spirit. They start from nothing and attain eternal life. But I say those that will not grow in me are going to lose their identification in these last days. They're going to lose the direction they should be headed. From that, they're going to get confused. And they get so confused, they won't know where they're headed. And they'll lose their way. In the shock of this losing their way, they'll turn themselves into nobodies. They know that they missed the pathway, but they went ahead and self, forgotten their God, and they become lost. They get afraid. They're fearful. And they're struggling because of darkness within them. But I say my people are moving out in my power. They go forth in my leadership. They go forth in my great liberty. They go forth in my anointing that rests on my people. And their anointing doesn't come from self. It comes from the divine power of the Holy Ghost that's within them. They'll be led in a clear path that will lead them to heaven itself. But all of their roads, all of the things that men sees in this time, are going to deliver them to darkness. They may think they're starting light, but they're going to end up in darkness. And the eyes are going to be darkened. They lose vision. And they're walking in self. But I say self is being educated by Satan's satanic forces. They're drawing the power of God from the self and the department of a way that's lost through that. They become directed by the powers of darkness. What a privilege, my people, to come out to be chosen by God. He's chosen a peculiar people. He's chosen a zealous people, a holy people, without spot or wrinkle. And that means what it says, said the Spirit of God. He's going to have a holy people. The people that walk in his direction are not walking in what they know, what they see, but they're walking in the presence of God. They not going to take nothing but the best. That's God's department. Chosen from God himself as a candidate for everlasting life. When they accepted the Son, which is Jesus Christ, in their heart, their whole life would become a new creation. Because they slept for a while, and dared foolish imaginations, and tried to follow the vanity of life itself, they become losers and they start walking in darkness. And they're still doing in the name of the Lord because they once followed the way of the Lord in that avenue, but no longer can you do that without getting heavily damaged. But my people must find out that they're challenged by the powers of darkness. Everything starts revolving on every thing getting worse and worse for the individual that forgets God. He's already forgot his first love. He's lukewarm. He's not hearing the right message because he's walking directed by the wrong spirit. I said there's only one answer for all you woke face. You got to remain in the Holy Ghost. And there's no substitutes in the way. There's no place that you can come out and just think for yourself. It's leadership of the Spirit of God. Keep your eyes on me, said the Spirit of God, and you shall live. If you stay alive, you're going to live. If you get alive to sin, you're going to die. God's here to save you. God's here to bless you. God's to encourage you. But yet people dare to go against their God. There's a time very short when all things can consist are going to be directed by whatever their calling's from. It's got to be a great separation's taking place right now. And that separation is going to take you from the ways of the world, or the way it's going to take you away into the world. We must choose you this day who will serve. I believe that God wants to bless you in a mighty way. Amen. I believe that God's spoken to the hearts of his people this day. He wants you to realize that your prize that God's given you is tremendous. It's with no cost. I mean, you couldn't afford it. You can't afford what God give you. And part of that cost includes such a power surround you that gives you the willpower in heaven in his last days when the day comes when your whole being is going to be led by a gigantic Spirit of God, which will keep you set free. But anytime you throw it away, you're going to doom for hell and lose out heaven. I believe the prize that God has given us is so gigantic, so wonderful, unless we take it to heart, our foolish hearts will cause us to drop. When our hearts become foolish, we're going to lead ourselves in a wide direction. They'll pull you off of the path that leads to each one of you this on the world, in this world that we're in, to abstain from all darkness. And that keeps us on that path. And God's in view for the whole being. He sees all of our lives. He sees us when we come up and don't have enough power. He sees us when we're weakness. He warned us this time is coming. But many have, it's nothing to it. But it's all things to it. God's calling forth a ready people, a holy people, that'll be watchful in its last hour. No ill shall harm them. No plague come nigh their dwelling. For only their eyes shall they behold, see the war of the wicked. God wants us to be victorious in the last days. But walk in his presence. Walk as an example to others. That we might abstain from all appearance of darkness. The church world has gotten, you cannot tell the difference, said the Spirit of God. They're actually very wicked. They're not walking in their callings. They're very deliberate in following the works of darkness. They're like a people that want a great name. And God's given the name, but that name is going to vanish very soon. Because they don't know the pathway the heavenly church is on. God's here that we not be ashamed in the last hour. But you know there's going to be a lot this last hour that's going to be ashamed. They've forgotten that they was have the love of God so indensed in their heart that they not be able to shake anything off but the Spirit of God. That means having your name indelibly moved upon by God's Holy Spirit. Your faith directed in the things of God. Walking by blessings of God. See, the church was very, was forced to do what God wants to do with this hour. But they're not where they shaped to do it. They're supposed to be able to take on the forces of darkness and command them to come out of, be out of God's people. And through that, they become an overcoming church. They become a zealous church and they have the power. But instead, they got the way of darkness has them and they're following another way. They're following the leadership of man. Get God's way. You got to live with God every day. You got to follow God. You got to move, but He can help you. Oh, the presence of God God's been giving people chance after chance after chance. God wants the people to be able to withstand the powers of darkness. But most everybody is too weak. They're too careless. There's something about the lust of the flesh. It pulls too hard on many, and they can't leave it alone. It's got too much attraction. It's got too much power of darkness forcing them out the right way. But God says we must be an overcomer. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And when we get out here and look too much like the world, just that looking like the world will take us out of God's will. I believe that God's speaking from your heart here today really powerfully. And I think everybody out there, you should listen to these words. They're great power. I'm not saying because but I'm having difficulty even saying them because it's such words that you need to have instilled in your heart. And nobody take it out of there. Ooh, I feel the presence of God all over here. And you need to be blessed. It's serious time. It's time to not joke about it no longer. It's high time to wake out of sleep. If you could see the things of darkness that you're going to fail and face after you fail, you'd cry out this day. Say, Lord, save me. Lord, direct me. But you will not do that. You're too proud. God said we must trust Him only. And He's the only one that we can trust. You actually, if I can say it, Lord, I don't know how to say it, though. But you're almost breaking the heart of God. See, God is God. But He made us all that we would once that one day live for Him. And that makes God, the Lord, very happy, if I can phrase it right. The Lord's made me doing this today because He can set it right in an inch. And He wants to let you know that things that seem clumsy for you in life, you got to learn to overcome it, even look sort of stupid. It's your part of your growing in God. The church has been very final on theatrics and all these stuff, junk that gets in the hearts of the enemy's people. Theatrics will pull us down to a place that we do not know God. And that's another place that the church of the world is at. They have their supper meetings and their prayerless heart times, but no move of the Spirit. Many times, one time where God's people, that part, well, they don't really serious about serving God. They don't think anything about coming against the power of Jesus Christ, the power of the Spirit of God. But they should realize that each one of us is the property of God. That gives God the right to choose each one that's not living right. That they've been chosen for one reason. To be cast out of eternal life. God's made it that if we do anything, we can be saved. When we deliberately go against His signs, His ray, His habits, His direction, God has no other source but to get rid of us. Brothers and sisters, it's time to prepare for heaven. It's time to make ready. Because you need to seek God in a very clear manner. Say, Lord, I repent. I want you to come by, take me over this day, fill me, and throw me to the place that I choose to pray in Thy Spirit. I walk in obedience. We really don't love God in the obedience. The love of God that God expects us to. That our heart be overcharged with the love of God within us. To electrifying of God's Spirit anointing on. That we shake and tremble. And we do new nothing. We just sit back up us, as I said before, one time before, numb skulls. Their skull becomes numb because not full of Spirit. I pray that this day awaken all of you out there. Ready yourself. Because God's coming back soon. The church world, you don't even see. There's nothing even happening in it. One day, this church world is moved upon by the human hearts of men. You're going to see like a great spirit is going to come in here and dissolve the hearts of men. And those spirits are going to grow back in that man until he's a freak of darkness. A freak of darkness. That's what you become. A freak. Oh, it's sad. If you miss that little time, God wants to save you. God wants to forgive you. God wants you to walk in His love and His power and His blessing. I'm going to let say no more because I believe that God has said enough this day. That you just need to be ready. Say it, the Spirit of God. I hope that God blesses you, touches you in America. But we need to separate ourselves unto God, not unto the world. The church world is... We've been taught to that's our guide. This woman came in this morning with this book. The Lord wouldn't even let me look at it, look toward it. But I know it's like this new driven life with all this stuff, and slop that people eat. It's a bunch of slop. God wants to lead you himself. God wants to move upon it only he can. Don't listen when a man's picture is in that book. Who you need to seek is that man, that Jesus Christ, that died upon the cross. Through that, we have eternal life. We got eternal power. We got a guide, an introduction, the Holy Ghost, which is wonderful. And we got the seeing eyes of God run to and fro throughout the whole earth to see so strong on behalf of his hearts is made perfect toward him. I'm going to quit because I think I said enough. God bless you. God would have did this in a simple few seconds, what I've done clumsily in this time. But we got to put that in our heart, that we have got to be changed, not by a clumsy way, but by the Spirit of God. There is no other way that will keep you safe. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 and amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. That was an exceptional message from the Holy Ghost from heaven. God bless you for listening. Thank you.